The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. I love wandering around the open meadows in places like California, with large oak trees growing in a sea of grass and wildflowers. But that's not here. In Vermont, any meadow or field sooner or later wants to become a forest. Unfortunately, the first shrubs to move into open areas are not the ones we want. Invasive shrubs and trees crowd out native species and are not beneficial to birds and other wildlife. Here are three of the worst invasives. While burning bushes have a reputation as an invasive, honeysuckles are just as bad. These red or orange-berried shrubs pop up everywhere in the landscape. First, you have to know if your honeysuckle is an invasive or a native. It's simple. Cut the stem, and if it's hollow, then it's an invasive. Roses are beautiful plants in the landscape. However, one is becoming a problem. Multiflora roses have fragrant white turning to pale pink flowers in early summer, followed by clusters of small red rose hips. This bushy rose fills an area spreading by seed and also by rooting along its stem. My hedgerow provides a visual block for the road. However, it's filled with buckthorn. This small tree has characteristic thorns, U-shaped veins in the leaves, and black berries. The black berries are favorites of birds, but unfortunately, the birds can't digest them. They have no nutritional value and cause the birds to have diarrhea. So you see, it's the birds that spread the undigested seeds of all these invasives into new areas. As with purple loosestrife and other invasive flowers, cut back these shrubs now so they don't mature their fruit and seed. Kill these plants by cutting them to the ground repeatedly or just digging them out. And now for this week's tip, it's time to plant fall veggies such as lettuce, spinach, broccoli, kale, beets, and carrots. Plant quick-maturing varieties. Plant in compost-amended beds, keep the seeds and transplants well-watered, and protect them from insects. You'll be enjoying the feast come September. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about some southern greens. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.